One, and a drive to left center field, hit deep to the track, to the wall, and clear the deck. Cannonball coming. Key Brian Hayes, his second home run of the season. Pirates are on the board. It's 3-1.
And that's all he's done as far as the power goes, and that's all he'll do for the Pirates in 2025 and beyond. It's over. The Key Brian Hayes era. The first quote-unquote big contract that Ben Cherington handed out among the three guys who got long-term deals, Hayes, Keller, and Reynolds. Hayes is now done. He's shipped off to the Reds at the 50-minute mark, brought to you, I already did that, with temperatures right now in Latrobe for Steelers training camp in the 80s. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. He is gone, and now he's off to Cincinnati. And here's what the Pirates are getting back in the deal. Per Jeff Passan, two players. One guy you've absolutely heard of if you're a baseball fan, and that is reliever Taylor Rogers. Not to be confused with his twin brother Tyler, who pitched against the Pirates last night with the Giants. He has been a pitch for Milwaukee for a short time. He's been in the big leagues for 10 years. He is in the final year of a contract with the Reds, and now the Pirates paying him $12 million. So he's actually making more money than Hayes is right now.
But that final year of the deal thing means he won't be making it for long.
And they also get a prospect, Sammy Stafura, a shortstop who's at single-A, trolled shortstop, who is hitting .262. High on base percentage, .393. He walks a lot.
Oh, they're doing Moneyball again.
.393. Four homers, 48 RBIs in 88 games. He was not on the Reds' top 30 prospect list.
They're getting off the salary here.
They dumped the salary.
That's it. He was due $7 million over the next two seasons each year, then $8 million over the next two after that, and then they had a team option on Key Brian Hayes, did the Pirates, for $12 million with a $6 million buyout attached to it in 2030. Okay, so that's the next 5 years. This was, he's due $30 million for sure, $36 million no matter what, because that's the buyout.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting out of there. We're bailing. And he stunk as a hitter. And the Reds, the funny thing is, we all assumed they would dump him to a team like the Yankees till they made a trade, obviously, to get McMahon from the Rockies and fill that need. We all assumed it would be a deep-pocketed team that would take on a no-hit, all-glove third baseman at a power, so it's a power infield spot.
Yep.
No. It's a team in your division in a comparably sized market.
Hold on here. I just got a text from one of our loyal listeners. I actually have to take back what I said. I made a mistake. Stafura actually is. How about this? He is a Reds top 10 prospect.
So what the hell was the disparity there? How did we...
Because they already moved him to the Pirates page.
Yes, the Confluence has told him, has now tweeted us and said he's number 9 on the Reds
list. He's number 9.
All right, so maybe he is a Moneyball man.
So they got a Reds top 10 prospect. And I've got another text here that says, don't be surprised if Rogers never pitches for the Pirates.
Oh, if they
gets immediately flipped in another deal.
That sucks for Bucko Auction House because you need a total number of trades to happen here. I don't care about whether the if they immediately flip Rogers, I'm going to be livid.
That's what this says.
All right, I have to do one thing then here, and that's it's still, I think, mostly to get the salary out of there. Majority. Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't.
To their credit, if you are flipping salary off the books, getting somebody that I see our old pal Shelby Cassese is saying he was the Reds' 15th ranked prospect. I've seen 9th elsewhere. There's going to be disparities in these things based on which service you're using.
Yes.
Getting somebody who's around that top 10 or 12 is a hell of a lot better than a guy outside their top 30. So I have to walk that back and say they might have got an interesting player. But you know what? You know what else Ben Cherington has stockpiled during his tenure here? Middle infielders with maybe a projectable trait who don't pan out into anything.
Yeah.
So if the guy's major, if the old Moneyball bit here is he gets on base, and Jonah Hill's saying he gets on base, what is he, 20 already in A-ball?
Yes.
Not great.
Not bad either,
not
though.
Not terrible, but not great. He's hitting .262. He's drawing a lot of walks. Okay.
I think the bottom line here is Key Brian Hayes was an awful, awful, awful hitter with the Pirates. 233 last year, four homers, only played 96 games.
That's my real worry. That's my real worry here is that he goes to Cincinnati and hits.
Well, if he's ever going to hit, it's going to be there.
Yes, because it's a bandbox.
It's easy to hit home runs to left field, and he's a right-handed hitter.
It's easy to hit home runs anywhere there.
But yeah, and he's in a better lineup. The Reds have, for the most part, been in the upper half of run-scoring teams this year. They don't have like a ton of big-name guys beyond De La Cruz, but it is a ballpark that is... you're right. It's
a hitter's park. It's a place it's one of the friendliest hitter parks in the entire big leagues.
Correct.
Maybe the friendliest.
I mean, it's not Coors Field, but...
yes, non-mountain division.
And I think, just from the things I've heard, Hayes, I think, resented the Pirates. And I think he feels like some of his struggles here are related to the team at large.
Like they screwed him up?
I don't know. I mean,
hold on, just because now I'm
because remember
very
the story he
now.
Consulted with his own with the AA hitting coach.
Then
when
they
he was
fired
in the majors
the coach,
and they got rid
John,
of the guy,
John Nunnally.
Yep.
Then he hired him, and they didn't block him according to their side of the story from hiring him on the side to work with him.
But that didn't make him a better hitter,
right?
So the Nunnally effect or factor wore off,
which is just like what we heard. Didn't Deion say the Pirates were going to go back to their team-oriented hitting approach and not the mandated hitting approach when they went in the tank for three
games?
They
were going to go rogue after they got swept in Seattle and start doing it their way.
Yes,
and then their offense was even worse.
Kansas
City and Minnesota.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hayes might have some gripes here. His dad and his brother were very vocal in their annoyance with this, that, or the other thing. You got a big contract, you got an amount of money that might not be crazy in baseball terms, but for your overall performance was a lot. Like, I'm not going to be too sympathetic to Key Brian Hayes, man. At some point, there's got to be some ownership on his part of, I'd never hit here other than my very first debut in the major leagues. I've had constant back problems. I'm not going to talk about that as if it's his fault.
Yep.
But, like, you are what you are at this point. I don't think the Pirates telling you that they are firing the hitting coach you liked is some mortal sin against the team, especially when they let you keep working with him just out of your own pocket.
It also shows that they did not really care about the gold glove, platinum glove play at third. Because if they did, they would say, okay, paying him $7 million to play elite defense is worth it. What they ended up doing was trading him in the division. So they were fed up with him, or they were tired of it. They also, you can conclude from this, thought that he wasn't going to ever figure it out.
When did they ink that deal with him? That was like right before or right at around opening day in what, 20?
21.
So after his little COVID explosion season where he just comes right out of the gate hitting like, you know, like a gold glover and a MVP candidate. 11.24 OPS feels like a fever dream.
Well, that you've said many times that season shouldn't count.
Well, just it was clear that it was kind of a farce for him.
Of course.
It was the best you were ever going to see him hit. His OPS has only been good, I would say, objectively, one other year, and that was 23, where he got torrid at the end of the year to salvage that season. Otherwise, he's never hit. He's just never hit.
The contract was consummated on April 7th, 2022.
Okay, so he had already had the comeback to earth, and they were betting on him.
Yep. That's why they got him for somewhat of a bargain.
And for the
compromise deal.
April, so I'll just say the entirety of the 2022 season. Under this new contract, cumulatively, he hit .248 with a .299 on base percentage, so he couldn't even draw walks. A .353 slugging percentage. I'm willing to bet I could find you some pitchers who slugged it better. And a .651 OPS. And you know what? The thing that, again, I'll point back to is a team in a comparably sized market, though, who is a better baseball team, there's no doubt. I'm not, like, dogging the Pirates for making this trade. It didn't even take the New York Yankees or some deep-pocketed team to say we're willing to suck up the salary for a guy who
won't hit. Austin Bechtold, acquiring Taylor Rogers screams David Bednar is getting traded and Rogers will be the closer. Why would you make a 35-year-old with no future
your closer
for the rest
Santana.
Of the year? Or why not see if guys like Majinski or Ashcraft can do the job? That would be dumb.
Yeah, what's...
I don't think it screams Bednar's getting traded.
No.
I mean, it might... They need guys to log innings, and
one
maybe
one doesn't have anything to do with the other, in my opinion.
I mean, maybe they're worried with innings numbers with some of their younger pitchers, but I don't... I mean, if a 35-year-old with no future with the team, or 34-year-old, is getting saves for you and pitching the ninth inning the last 2 months of the season... That is really, really stupid. That goes against what Greg Brown came on the air yesterday and said that would be the thing the team he works for could do that would drive him crazy, is have guys with no future here
just dead
log important innings or get important at bats.
And he was right to say that. Would you have just either or? So take Rodgers out of the equation. I'm again disgusted if they flip him immediately because you're going to win Bucko Auction House for that one. Would you rather have had the following if I could give you these two equivalent things? Guy who's like the 10th rated prospect in the Red system instead of 9th, but what he is a corner outfielder who definitely has a trait that's bad. He strikes out a ton already, but he hits the ball over the fence.
Yes.
Or a middle infielder who might never hit. Thank you.
No, that one.
So as our buddy Adam Gretz said, it's part of this that drives him nuts is Ben Cherington satisfying his desire for more middle infielders that may not hit. He certainly has a type.